Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Electronic waste is a fancy term for everything from computers and monitors to printers and cables that you want to get rid of. 12,000 pieces of electronic waste that comes through the doors at EPC's facility in West St. Louis County every month gets recycled. Well, 98% of it gets recycled. Just about all of it has some value. I visited EPC a while back, and if your computer and monitor end up here, those machines have an afterlife. And that afterlife begins at the Demanufacturing Department, or DMAN. At DMAN, it's like a factory assembly line in reverse. Guys set up at tables with power tools and a conveyor belt in the middle. On this day, boxes of monitors and computers stacked up beside each worker. One worker uses an electric screwdriver to remove the plastic shell from a monitor and throws the plastic onto the conveyor belt.
Okay, well, you take the plastic off. Plastic fluctuates a lot depending on what China needs, but it's probably in the 12 cents a pound range, something like that.
That's Dave Beal, who runs the place and has been doing it for 10 years. For him, an end-of-life computer is a commodity. Anyway, once the plastic comes off, the monitor and computer guts are exposed, and then it's disassembled, one piece at a time.
Like the printed circuit board on those, on a monitor, is about 30 cents a pound.
But the motherboard, or the main printed circuit board from a PC, contains the processors and memory, and has more value, about $3 a pound.
The motherboard in the PC has gold and palladium and different precious metals on it that we can send to a smelter and have it recovered.
Beal knows where every piece of a demanufactured computer ends up. He has to. It's the law. The wiring, a company in Illinois.
This they kind of grind up, and they have a process that separates the copper from the plastic and the steel, pot metal.
Lots of copper in a computer.
Prices fluctuate up and down. Within the last couple months, a few months ago, copper was at about $3.20, $3.25. Now it's below $3. That's the hard drive. And they'll pull that steel off that and throw that in. Steel right now, I get $300 a gross ton. A gross ton is 2,240 pounds. You just pulled the memory out of it. A 17-inch monitor has approximately 4 to 6 pounds of lead in that back panel, or the back funnel on that.
Recycled at a lead smelter in Boss, Missouri. After the monitors and computers are demanned and sent down that conveyor belt, sorters throw it into boxes.
48 by 48 by 42 by 48.
Yeah, big boxes, all on pallets, getting filled up with the guts of these machines. One box for brown circuit board, one for green, etc. And that green board, it was taken out of a server.
If you look inside of there close enough, these are all gold-plated. All the connectors in there are gold-plated.
Its final destination, a smelter in Japan. Even a box labeled and filled with...
That's 817 pounds.
Pounds of mice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Another box filled with aluminum plating off a server, bound for South Missouri. When boxes fill up, much of what's in them gets crushed or shredded and then baled in plastic wrap.
Docking stations. We bale docking stations, 1,330 pounds.
All eventually stacked high on shelves like you might see at Home Depot. Shelves, Beal says, were bought used from Home Depot. Recycled, in effect. And the screws that were being removed from those monitors to start this whole process, no, they're not thrown out.
Like he's even putting like screws and little bolts and stuff like that into a separate bin down there.
Yeah, it's all steel, and steels can be recyclable.
Everything old is on its way to being new again at the largest processor of e-waste in the state. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.